I'm Edith Eddy, and I'm going to be reading aloud to you a homily by Connie Simon. The title of it is Missing Voices. When I started attending a UU church, I was excited by the promise of worship that would draw from the arts, science, nature, literature, and a multitude of voices. Indeed, some of the voices that Unitarian Universalists hear in worship each week belong to Thoreau, Emerson, Ballou, and others. Their words are beautiful, but they come from a culture and an experience that's foreign to me. When do I get to hear voices from my culture? I quickly learned that, other than the same few quotes from Martin Luther King Jr. and Howard Thurman's The Work of Christmas, it wasn't going to happen. I sit attentively and listen with my head to their voices when my heart longs to hear more of our voices. I am a Black woman. When I look around me on Sunday morning, I don't see many people who look like me. In most of the congregations I visit, I don't see anybody who looks like me. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised that I don't hear voices of people who share my experience. But it still hurts. I want to hear voices that tell the struggle of living under the weight of oppression in this culture of white supremacy. I want to hear stories of trying to stay afloat, trying to swim in the water that we, trying to stay afloat in the water we swim in. I want to hear voices of living while Black in America. I don't hear these voices in UU churches, so I have to supplement my worship by reading Black theologians like Anthony Pinn and Monica Coleman. I read Maya Angelou, James Baldwin, and my favorite poet, Paul Laurence Dunbar. Though not a Unitarian or a Universalist, Dunbar chronicled the African-American experience in the years following the Civil War and the emancipation of enslaved Africans, a time of opportunities for Blacks as we migrated north in droves seeking employment and education, but also a time of continuing segregation, racism, and oppression. Dunbar acknowledged this tension in his writing. We hear him long for joy and prosperity, while at the same time knowing that the system would conspire to keep true happiness just beyond his grasp. A pint of joy and a peck of trouble, and never a laugh, but the moans come double, and that is life. Still, he was a champion of social justice, believing that God has sympathy for the plight of the oppressed, and that his grace will be bestowed not on those who soar, but they who plod their rugged way, unhelped, to God. For Dunbar, the struggle was real. 100 years later, hearing Dunbar express his frustration and give voice to the contradictions of our experience as African Americans encourages me and nourishes my soul. His voice speaks to my heart. He knows my pain and understands my sadness, my fear, and my rage. He understands the tears I cry as I pray for strength to get through another day in this world. He gives voice to my deep faith that real change is coming someday. He didn't see it in his lifetime, and I might not see it in mine, but I have to keep believing it is possible. That's the message many African Americans long to hear in church. I know that's what I need to hear every now and then. Will it ever happen? Or will we always have to go outside to hear our voices? If that's the case, maybe there's no place for us in Unitarian Universalism. The thought of leaving is painful, but so is being in a faith that ignores ours.